Listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Pete Pastore, and along with me today is Dan Dressen. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you, Peter. It's kind of fun to be here.
It's always great to have you here. We're going to have Dan sing a couple of songs for us. We're going to pick his brain a little bit about new music, and we're going to let him talk a little bit about the different musical activities he's in and around this wonderful little town of ours. And we'll get going in a second here. In the background here, you're hearing Todora from their album Hama. We'll just listen to a couple of minutes more of this, and then we'll get going with Dan. One of those songs I think that can go on forever. Actually, it almost does. It's a 7-minute song, Dan. Do you have a 7-minute song in your repertoire?
No, I have a couple. I have about 3 songs that are about 5 minutes long.
Okay.
I probably won't play any of them today.
Okay. Well, we can manage 5 minutes. What was it in the old days? 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes was the max you got if you put out a single?
Yeah, it was between 2.5 and 3 minutes.
How times have changed.
One time there was a song, I heard it a long time ago. I heard the song called The Oil Song. And it was on the radio back in the late 1970s, I believe it was.
Right.
And then later on, about 10 years ago, I was driving home from the Truckee area.
Right.
And I heard the song on the radio. And the song went on and on and on. It's called The Oil Song. Basically what happened back at the time,
right,
when initially he wrote about the oil, an oil spill.
Oh.
And then after that, he added, when he had more oil spills, he kept adding to the song and all these different oil spills. And the song, it actually ended up being like 15 minutes long.
Good Lord. Good
and
Lord.
I thought I'd try to learn it. And I got to about 7 minutes into it, and then.
Yeah, well, with music, radio, everything has changed compared to the '60s and '70s. a matter of fact, this might be a good time to bring it up before we get talking to you, but take a listen to this, Dan. Tell me if you heard this before.
I call your name, but you're not there.
Pretty sure.
Okay, so you've heard this before.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's the Mamas and Papas. And if you remember their album cover for this one, the four of them are sitting in a bathtub, and in the corner is a toilet. Okay? So this album was released in the late 60s, maybe 70. Sears and the large department stores that sold record LPs back then did not want to display that because of a toilet in the picture. Can you imagine that? So how did they get around it? The owner of the record label said, and I'm trying to remember his name, I forget. But anyways, he said, okay, when they shrink wrap it, we're going to put a sticker over the toilet that says, this album contains Monday Monday, which was their big hit for that one. But it's amazing how we change. And then, Dan, you wonder what's going on today that we think is normal, that in 50 years will people look back and say they were crazy, right?
Times do change.
Times
definitely
do change. Okay, there's your next song. Huh? That's a good song.
I think Bob Dylan already
oh,
had
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Times
Bob
era
Dylan.
Changing.
Yeah, okay. All righty, before we ask you to sing something, you're involved in the music scene, primarily in winters, right?
Correct. I kind of like to think that I was participating in the what I call the local open mic circuit.
Right.
Basically, I'd kind of bounce around to the different open mics in the area and consequently got to know quite a few people and what's going on.
Right.
But more recently, in the last, since August, and that's part of the reason I thought I should really come in to, you know, come into the studio, since having, it was nice of you to invite me, because I want to, you know, promote the open mic that's in Winters right now.
Right.
Because it's something that's good for, you know, all the local musicians and who want to just get out there and have people listen to them.
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, it's worked out well for some people. Like there was these two women who had not been there before, and they, as they're coming over, one's first initial is an L, the other one is in the first initial is a C. So they call themselves Elsie. They spell it E-L-S-I-E.
Okay.
And they play these old songs like Monkey songs and that, but everybody really likes them. And so they've been coming back every month. And
wonderful. And I will say, I haven't been in a long time, and I need to do that again. But that venue, and that's at the Berryessa Gap Winery, I think it's called?
Correct, the Berryessa Gap Winery.
Winery, and that's on... not on Main Street. It's on.
Yeah, it is on.
It's on Main Street.
It's on Main Street.
Okay.
Two doors down from the Palms.
Okay, and it's the wine tasting area. It's relatively small, but then they have this fantastic room in the back. Great sound equipment, and the quality of musicians that come in there is mind blowing. So that leads me to the next question. It's called an open mic, but do people have to audition?
There's no auditioning. The format is such that it starts at 7. The sign-ups start at 6:45. You're allowed based like 3 songs or 15 minutes maximum.
Okay.
And it's just... basically, that's the format, and there's no anybody can participate.
Okay, I'm going to stop by there and look at what equipment you have there. If there's an Ethernet connection, I wouldn't mind in the not so near future doing my radio show from there once.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun on a Thursday night. would be awesome. We might want to limit the 15 minutes each because in an hour show that gives four people a chance, you know, you probably want to cut it down so more people have an opportunity.
Yeah, you'd probably have to structure it kind of maybe
just
for a special evening, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about it? I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other venue is Eddie's.
Steady Eddie's.
Steady Eddie's.
Coffee House.
Yes. And that's Saturdays.
That's Saturdays. The fourth Saturday. The open mic at Bury Us a Gap is the third Thursday.
So this coming Thursday.
This coming Thursday. And the open mic at Steady Eddie's is the fourth Saturday at 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, because today is, just for people that are listening, this show is replayed on Tuesdays, I believe, and today is the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day. So if you're listening this coming week, it's going to be there this week then.
Correct.
In their time. Yeah, cool. Okay, and anywhere else is there? We talked about this when we were off the air. In Davis, there's a few items or a few places that have open mics, and we talked about why isn't there a place like that in that you're mentioning in Winters here in Davis? And I'm thinking now after we talked about it, I think a couple of reasons. A couple of the venues that we mentioned, like the one in the Watermelon Music. And the one at the Village Homes, there's no service. In other words, if you want a beer or you want a glass of wine or you want a cup of coffee, it's going to be hard to get, correct? Unless you bring it. I know at Watermelon Music you can bring it.
Right. I actually haven't been to the open mic at Watermelon. I've seen some of their shows.
Okay. But that could be a reason.
Yes,
I don't know.
I would think so.
And also, the setting in Bury Us is just so intimate and just a wonderful setting for an open mic. It just can't get any better.
And what Sam Hawk, he had his own system, and
right.
He has lights, which really adds a lot to it.
Absolutely.
It just focuses everything on the person on the stage.
Right.
And, you know, at that time, the person, whoever is performing or the group, they are the focus of the whole show.
Yeah.
Of the room.
Yeah. So now let's turn to you a little bit. You're still singing. Generally, you do covers, right? Or do you write your own stuff once
in
a while?
I do all covers.
All covers.
All covers.
Have you tried writing?
No.
No?
I started and they start really bad.
Okay. Already. What's difficult for you, the lyrics or the music or both?
I think probably the lyrics.
Okay. You write the music, I'll do the lyrics. I used to do poetry.
Okay.
We'll team up. We'll become the new Elton John, and what was his, the guy that wrote all the lyrics for Elton John?
Yeah, I know.
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, a long time ago, I'd been to an open mic in San Diego, and they had, at the open mic, there was one person who had written a song. It's called San Bernardino. It's like probably the worst song you ever, if you know San Bernardino, it's like the worst song you want to ever hear. But the thing is, you come back the next week, people were requesting, play San Bernardino, play San Bernardino. So I was thinking, rather than trying to write a really great song, maybe if I write a really bad song, people would want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's good for one is bad for the other and vice versa, huh? Well, why don't we ask you to sing one song before we continue the show, because we're already pushing a quarter of the way into the show.
Okay, so I had some songs here I thought I'd play, and this is one I've been playing for a long time. I used to listen to Leo Kottke, and he was known for his guitar work.
Right.
But he also played a song that was written by Tom T. Hall called Pamela Brown.
And
I sort of was able to relate to that song in some way, because back in 1975, it was that
right.
I had in a very I most of my life had been spent in just the five-state area.
Right.
But that one. During a couple of months there, I'd gone, taken a drive, driven out to the East Coast and saw Washington, D.C. and New York, and then next thing I was out in the West Coast in L.A. and San Diego. So.
Right.
So anyway, this song's kind of, I was able to relate to the song a little bit.
Cool.
It's called Pamela Brown. I'm the guy that didn't marry pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. Wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I've seen the lights of cities and I've been inside their doors. I've sailed to foreign countries and I walked upon their shores. Guess the guy she married was the best part of my luck. She dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I don't need to tell you just how beautiful she was. Everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy 'cause she sure deserves to be. Especially for what she did for me. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown.
Thank you. That was great. Pamela Brown. So that's one of your old reliable tunes, huh?
Yes.
Very cool. You're listening, and we are also to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. Jeannie couldn't be with us today, and with me today is Dan Dressen. He's from Davis, and he's well known in the local music circles around Davis, which includes Winters, California. And Winters, California is a small town compared to Davis, but boy, do they have an awesome a group of people that are wonderful musicians. What is it about that town?
I don't know. It's kind of like a small little artsy kind of a town.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good restaurants.
Yeah, good restaurants. I'll tell you, the Preserve. You know, on, I forget the name of that street, but you know what I mean by the Preserve?
I know which one you're talking about, yes.
If ever you want a good martini, that's the place to go. My God, with Hendrick's gin. Woo! Okay, let's not go down that road. Dan is going to talk a little bit to us about a new duo he discovered, and they're called the Young Fables. They're actually coming to Winters in March.
March 7th.
They're going to be playing at the Palms. I had never heard of them until you told me about them a couple of weeks ago, and they're real pros. Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, every now I like to follow what's going on at the Palms in Winters, and I saw that they were coming, and so on a lark, we just thought we would go and, you know, check them out, and I just came away from that just really liking what they did,
uh-huh.
And I found them to be real personable because during their breaks, during the between the first and second set, they came down to meet and greet the audience. And
nice.
For that they did that in the mid between the sets and also at the end of the show.
Cool.
and they're from Tennessee. And Laurel, she's only like 23 years old, but she had been on American Idol. She had been on American Idol 3 times, trying out.
Right.
She got quite a ways. She had been to Hollywood.
Right, right.
So she's quite a singer.
Right.
And Wesley Lunsford, he's just an excellent guitarist. And they just, you know, they do their own songs, which you can tell they're very personal songs.
Right.
Things that, that mean a lot to them.
Right.
But then they also do covers that really, I find really, were very good. Like, for example, because Wesley's a good guitarist,
right.
they do Prince's Purple Rain.
Oh,
they do
wow.
that song.
Wow.
And then they go from that to singing Crazy, which is written by Willie Nelson and made famous by Patsy Cline.
Right.
And they just make that transition.
Willie Nelson wrote that?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's enough to pay for his RV life for the rest of his life, isn't it? Good Lord.
Well, except for the problem with the taxes.
Oh, yeah, the taxes.
Income
that's one thing. Well, before we talk a little bit more about him, let's take a listen to him, because I'm sure many of our listeners haven't heard them before.
I think the song you're going to play is Everything in the Song is True.
Oh, okay. Here we are, The Young Fables. They Don't Make Him Like You. Thank you.
worked outside every day, but left your shoes by the door. You knew when to give a hug and when to throw a punch. You knew how to build an engine from the bottom up. Doesn't matter how good you look, when you build with a heart of gold. When the good Lord made you, he must have broke the mold.
The Young Fables, They Don't Make Them Like You. And you were telling me that this song was based on a true story.
Yeah, I just saw, I've been listening to the song for quite a while. I like it. And yesterday, it was just yesterday that I saw a video where Laurel was explaining that that song was actually about Wesley's father. And Laurel said that everything in the song is true. And
wow. Yeah.
So I like that part about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Have you ever bussed at Davis Farmers Market?
Not Davis Farmers Market,
okay.
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Davis.
Okay.
It was founded in 1976. The Davis Farmers Market has grown from three farmers selling produce from boxes on the ground to a thriving market that typically attracts, can you believe it, 7,000 to 8,000 people on Saturdays. The Saturday market takes place year-round from 8 till 1. On Wednesdays, it runs in the afternoons during fall and winter. During warm months, the Wednesday market transforms into Picnic in the Park, which features live music and expanded selections of artisans and food vendors and kids' activities. For more information, visit davisfarmersmarket.org or just go there right downtown here in Davis. And do your thing. And I think the Wednesday activity is, the timing is so that when you change the clock to the summertime, that's when it is on Wednesdays. And then it goes all the way through till when we switch it back to daylight savings or the opposite, whatever. I kind of forget the name of all those terms. And I think California passed. I mean, the voters said they didn't want to change the time anymore. So we'll see what happens, right?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. Okay, last week, this past week, Jeannie and I went to a brand new venue. We haven't been, but in the 25 plus years that we've lived here. But down in Midtown Davis or Sacramento, you have a venue called Momo's. And it's upstairs. It's not a huge place. It can maybe seat, I don't know, 80 people, maybe 100. But it's kind of like a nightclub setting, so you can get food there. You can get drinks there. And on Wednesdays, Dan, it's blues and bourbon. And this past Wednesday, we heard Tas Crew and his band, and he just came from L.A. because he was nominated for an Emmy in the blues. He didn't win it, or a Grammy, I should say. He didn't win it, but just being nominated is pretty phenomenal. So let's take a listen to Tas Crew.
Sing me your Memphis song, soul from the city where the blues plays on. Sing now, I'll sing along. Sing to me your Memphis song, sing to me your Memphis song. I know I don't belong, living up here just feels so wrong. I hear that Memphis song, stuck in this city now way too long, stuck in this city now way too long. Sing a Memphis song.
sang a Memphis song. Well, I hear you calling, you've been too long gone. Come on home and sing your Memphis song. Mississippi to my home, sweet home. Sing me that Memphis song. Need a little help just to carry on. Night brings that southern breeze, whispering your melody. I hear that Memphis song calling, come home, daddy, been too long gone. Too long gone. Come home, daddy, been too long gone. I know you're waiting patiently. And now won't be long. Come along home, sing your song. Sing your song. Come along home to sing your song. I'm gonna sing your song. Song. I hear you calling, you've been too long gone. Come on home and sing Memphis song. Come on home and sing Memphis song. You've been too long gone. Come on and sing. Oh, sing your Memphis song. Your Memphis song.
Memphis song, Tuss Crew. He's traveling right now. He's up in the Northwest right now. I think from here he went to Seattle and then sort of heading back. Great song. Do you play any blues?
No blues.
No blues?
No blues. Okay. I kind of learned a little bit how it's structured, but...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're sitting here talking with Dan Dressen. He's the guest for the whole hour today. Dan is a singer-songwriter. He also hosts an open mic in Winters, California at the Berryessa Gap.
With Sam Hawk and Lori.
Christine Lopez. Christine Lopez. Things change as we as we move here. But that's a relatively new change, right?
Right. That's been since August.
Okay. So relatively new. About how many people show up at night there?
Probably 15 people, plus or minus. I think this last time, it can vary because like the last time, there were some people who played there, had not played there before. They had a whole entourage. The place was standing room only.
Wow.
But then as soon as they got done, they kind of left, and a lot of the friends went left with them.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Yeah, that happens. Is poetry still going on there once a month?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Since we got you here, you played a song for us in the first half. We're going to ask you to play a song for us in the second half. What's this song for us?
Okay. I thought I'd do a song by Robin and Linda Williams. I first heard them probably 1975 when I was in 1975. This is after high school and right. after I'd gone to trade school and worked in the trade.
Right.
I decided to go back to school, and
right.
what I discovered there was music.
Oh wow!
Because prior to that, all the only music that I knew was the music you heard on the radio,
top 40, yeah.
or the music you'd hear at the local bar band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. But then I discovered there was other musicians who you don't hear on the radio, but they play really good music, and they're regionally
right.
well. I say they're regionally well known, and they travel around the country playing
yep.
music. And,
right.
And Robin Williams is one of those groups, and they just started out then. And they're still playing. They're still traveling,
okay.
but they're mostly on the East Coast at this point.
Okay.
Though they played several times at the Palms, and so this song is an old one. Goes back to probably their first album. It's called Sunny Caroline. They're actually from the. From North Carolina and South Carolina. I think they live in Virginia now, but this song's called Sunny Caroline. I've been rambling like a split rail fence, a cutting through this land. I've been knocking on these ivy halls with my songbook in my hand. But I'm bound to leave these highways and these byways far behind. For the faces of the ones I love in my sunny Caroline. And the high road and an easy load is a hobo's dream divine. For this rambler's potion can compare to my sunny Caroline. Saint the strip mines up in Clarium and the Pittsburgh smoke and fume. Felt the winter Minnesota wind sing Montana's clear sky blue. Sing the horse and buggy Amish with convictions clear and kind. But I'm heading back where I belong in my sunny Caroline. And the high road and an easy load is a hobo's dream divine. For this rambler's potion can compare to my sunny Caroline. Mountains and the golden stands in the state of the lonely pine, to the bosom of old Dixie too, to my sunny Caroline. And the high road and an easy load is a hobo's dream divine. Oh, this rambler's potion can compare to my sunny Caroline. And the high potion can compare to
Well done, well done. I like it. Very kind of up tempo, kind of a fun song.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Yeah. How often do you play the guitar? Is that a daily thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much a daily thing for me, but I kind of do the same thing over and over again.
Okay, because it seems like your guitar playing is gone up a notch to me.
That song is, it's kind of, because it's an upbeat song, it probably fakes you out.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I still think that, I sense you're at another level.
Mostly I kind of like to do is just the finger picking.
Right, right.
That kind of thing. But
you don't do a lot of strumming, do you?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
So that's the kind of thought. What I've seen in concerts where the musicians, they start with an up-tempo song and they kind of end with an up-tempo song and have the fill-in. So I kind of, sometimes I'll probably use a song like that, Sunny Caroline, to start out with.
Okay. All righty. Last night, Jeannie and I were at the Palms, and we heard the Gold Souls singing. They released a new song called True Blue. The Gold Souls were on our show last week, and we heard a little bit of it then. But opening for them was the Midnight Dip, I should say, the Midnight Dip. Have you seen them or not?
No.
I was blown away. Two gals and three guys. And the lead singer on a keyboard writes most, if not all, of their music. I'm going to play, and it's all different. That's what's kind of interesting about this group. It's very somewhat eclectic. So why don't we take a listen to The Midnight Dip, Puppet of Love.
Way he blows, my mind is lost. He calls and over and over and over, my heart goes wild. Oh, just like a child, I can't deny it. One touch and under and under and under, fall again. Is this the end? Oh, what a surprise. One breath and away and away and away, my soul's gone. The string is long, one kind of break. Can I even speak? I'd pop again. He said, I'll kill you again and again and again. But you're my best friend, just keep on trying. We'll be right back.
upping their tempo a little bit here. That's the Midnight Dip from Davis, California, Puppet of Love. If you have a chance to see them, well worth your time. Great show. Great show. We're sitting here talking with Dan Dressen, right here on Listening Lyrics on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. The sun is out right now, but it seems like about every hour we get a little bit of a downpour. And if we haven't had enough water, Dan, this morning it was hailing.
Yeah. I saw that.
Unbelievable. But anyways, we need it, so we can't complain. Not a good day to go out and look at art in public places, but we in Davis have that. Since 1973, the city of Davis has set aside a portion of its capital improvement funds to purchase art to enhance the community. Artists selected for the city's Art in Public Places program represent diverse styles and media, including sculptures, murals, paintings, tile work, and functional pieces. For information on public art in and around Davis, access walking tour maps and guides via cityofdavis.org/residents/arts-and-culture. I doubt if anybody will remember that web address. So just go to the City of Davis and start pecking away, and you'll get to it, right? Okay, well, we're slowly running out of time, and I would love to hear one more song, Dan.
Okay.
And which one have you got for us?
Well, I have some here, and I thought the thing, song I'd try to play is less drumming and more finger picking.
This one's
actually also by Robin and Linda Williams, and it kind of follows that theme that they're from. They like being home.
Yeah.
You can
okay.
tell that from that last song. And this is very much the same because they travel a lot. And the song's called "Don't Let Me Come Home a Stranger."
Nice.
As I went out one evening to breathe the air and soothe my mind, I thought of friends and the home I had and all those things I left behind. Silent star shone on me, my eyes saw the far horizon, as if to pierce this veil of time and escape this earthly prison. Will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years? When the ties no longer bind, Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. As I walk this universe, to clear my mind of time and space, wander through the galaxies, but never do I find my place. In this place so far from home, they know my name, but they don't know me. They hear my voice, they see my face, but they can't weigh no claim on me. Will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years? When the ties no longer bind, Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger.
And who wants to be a stranger in their own home, right? No one. And who was that written by again?
That was written by Robin and Linda Williams, and they do a much better job of it than I did.
Well,
it's kind of like when I play, you know, the Forrest Gump box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's kind of like when I'm playing music. You never know what you're going to get.
But that's what I like, and that's what I like about live radio, right? My goodness, it doesn't get any better. So thank you for doing that. Okay, we're almost out of time here, but before we do, let's remind people about Thursdays, the third Thursdays of the month.
Third Thursdays of the month at 7 o'clock.
Right.
The open mics.
Right.
And the fourth Saturday at 4 o'clock at Steady Eddie's.
At Steady Eddie's. And the Thursday is at
Berryessa Gap.
Berryessa Gap Winery on Main Street. And if it's at 7 o'clock, you can come in a little early and taste a glass of wine, because they have wine tasting there, right?
Oh, yes.
Or you can go somewhere in the neighborhood and have a quick bite to eat. Correct?
And it's always good food. Always good food in winters.
Exactly. How many people actually perform every night? If it's a 15-minute thing, so 2 hours, you've got 8 people. Is that sort of the norm?
Approximately, yes.
So, but not everybody would do 15 minutes, though, right?
No, but you know, by the time people get set up and things like that, it normally runs a couple of hours. Sometimes, probably more likely, more than that.
Okay.
But the idea is, you know, Sam Hawk, he kind of wants to make sure that everyone gets a chance to play.
Right.
And so I think he has approval from the winery, but if more people show up, you know, everyone's going to play if they sign up.
Okay.
If they sign up by, I think the sign-ups close at 8 o'clock. They start at 6:45 and stop at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So that's good. And I'm going to try to make it on Thursday, so I'll keep my fingers crossed and see if we can make that happen. And then again, I would like to talk to you about recording it or actually broadcasting from there one night, which would be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
You do that at Armadillo, don't you? Once in a while?
We do it. It's not my show, but it's the second Art About in Davis, California.
Second Friday Art About.
Second Friday Art About, right. And from 6:30 to 7:30, we bring in a band and we broadcast remotely from there. But I'm thinking I'm going to do something similar and probably make it alive. I just have to find out if we can squeeze ourselves into the schedule, because someone else has to lose if we come on the air. That means someone else is off the air. And Thursday night's a busy night, so I'll see. If we can't, we can record it, right?
That'd be fun. You could play it some other time then.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Dan, I want to thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having
almost,
me, Peter.
You know, you said that I was you were happy that you were invited, but Dan, you're one of the few people that can come anytime you want.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're going off to see some music tonight in Vacaville. If there was one group or individual you could see live, who would that be?
You've asked me that one other time, and I've kind of like to say John Gorka. And the last time I was, one other time when I was here, you asked me that, you found some music by John Gorka. You found the song.
I remember that.
Yeah. You found that song that he did, that he plays, and then I tried to learn. You know, I learned it more or less.
Okay. So you do it once in a while.
Yeah, I do it once in a while.
Okay.
So I appreciate you for inspiring me to learn a new song.
And next week, we're going to, this is be brand new for Listening Lyrics. We're going to have a guest, but we're doing it via the phone. And this man is with a group of people that likes to perform Beach Boys songs out of, I believe it's Pennsylvania. I don't know where in Pennsylvania, but somewhere out there. And on YouTube, they just do a phenomenal job, not only in the vocal performance, but the videotaping of it and the musicians involved. It just blew me away. So I made contact with him late last year. We finally got a date where he's available, and we're going to have him on the air and talk a little bit about it and play some Beach Boys stuff. So thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you all next week. We're going to go out with Katachu Makura. If you know me, you know I like jazz. So we're going to finish up with a song I heard, and I zajammed it. And here we go. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you. Bye now, Dan. Thank you.